It's a Cup of Tea Show, and it's John Givens hosting this one. I'm delighted to be joined over Zoom by Neil Skupski, who is a Scouser, a Liverpool fan, but most importantly now Wimbledon champion. Neil, congratulations, mate, and welcome to the Anfield Wrap.
Cheers, John. Thanks for having me on. It's a big privilege to be on this show. I mean, been a big fan of you guys for a few years now, and it's quite surreal to actually be on.
Well, it's funny because I've been talking to you and your brother for a little while, and I must sort something out. And there's been even been talking of a tennis match and everything, you know, make a bit of that. But now you are Wimbledon champion, we had to kind of sort it out. And that must feel amazing to just hear those words, really, because obviously it's a dream for anyone who picks up a tennis racket, and you've got that now.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't sunk in. I mean, when you grow up and you're watching watching Wimbledon on the TV at a young age, just thinking, look at these stars of like Sampras and Agassi, like Tim Henman sometimes. But then once you get to finally go to Wimbledon, you play, you're very nervous the first time you play. And then this is my, I think it was my seventh or eighth time there. And then it was 7 years until I stepped on centre court. And then once you go on centre court, you see the Royal Box, see all the famous people there. It's your legs just go. I mean, you're just hoping to try and perform it in somewhat of a way that you have done in the past to get you to the final. But me and Desiree, we played really well on the day. We managed to beat another British team. And here we are today. It's a quite strange feeling to be Wimbledon champion.
Yeah, you mentioned there the centre court aspect. Then you go on, obviously, after the final. So how's that? Because, you know, you're a tennis man, you know, it's the Wimbledon final. You know, you normally would have sort of interest in that, but you're trying to sort of shy yourself away. Obviously, you don't know how long it's going to go on for. So Novak loses the first set and you're thinking we could be in sort of 5-6 hours here. You know, so I guess it's a bit of a strange one, really, because, you know, there might be some benefits to playing, you know, on a smaller court and having a guaranteed time when you know you're going to play. But playing on centre court is huge, but you don't know when you're going to be on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you get the schedule the night before, and we knew that the final was going to start at 2 o'clock. And the form that Novak Djokovic has been in, I mean, I thought he would be Berrettini in straight sets. But that didn't go to plan in the first set. Berrettini took the first, and then basically you're just waiting around in the locker room. Think there's nothing really to do there because of COVID. You can't leave the grounds. You can't walk around because of the fans, because you're in a bubble. But you're just trying to stay focused, keep your mind on the match in hand, and just see what happens, really. And then once the match had finished, it all kind of hits you. It's your time to step on court. It's time for you to perform. And the quite unique thing was when we walked onto court, the roof had been closed. We didn't know that. So the first time we'd ever seen the roof closed was at a Wimbledon final. So it was that was a unique situation in itself. But yeah, really happy to be here as a Wimbledon champion. Played on centre court, got experience at a Grand Slam final now, and hopefully in the future can bring more home back to Liverpool, and especially with my brother.